This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You're back with Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, I'm sorry I got the gigglies today. Okay, we're going to talk about how to make yourself look more sexy and how to be more attractive. And I get that I am not an expert on the subject. I get that I should not be the voice of authority on this, all right? And thank you for all the haters out there. But I think I do know a little bit about how to attract somebody you want to attract, all right? And this is for anybody. Let me just start with this. Everybody has the potential to be attractive. Everybody, okay? And for those of you going, no, you got to be a model, or, you know, you got to look like George Clooney, or, you know, I don't know, the Jonas Brothers or whatever. No, okay? Because you see musicians, right? Some of these musicians are ugly, but they're so attractive. You know, I don't think I've ever met one firefighter, one police officer, one person in the military who I didn't find sexy. I don't even care about what the face. You know, you're a cop, or, oh my gosh, you're a firefighter. It's like, I don't even care. I mean, you know, you could tell me that you love Obamacare, I'll still fall in love with you. I mean, I like the uniform. So what this means is we need to, when we approach trying to find a mate or even a job or attracting a position or a promotion in a job, you need to make yourself more attractive. And a lot of us do it wrong. We'll like go to the makeup, or we'll go to the hair, or we'll try to take steroids and buff up, but you're going about it wrong, okay? What you need to do is play offense, okay? And I'm sorry, football's coming up soon. I can't wait. Waiting for preseason. But you need to, whenever you want to become more attractive to somebody, is you need to figure out what it is that they want. Same thing with a job. You know, if there's a promotion, what is it that your boss or your institution wants from you? Because if you could fill that void, they're going to be attracted to you. So what the key is to becoming more attractive is to figure out what the other person desires. Do you have desirable traits? Now, that could be a variety of things. It could be you're blonde. It could be you're skinny. It could be you have big boobs. It could be you got a booty. It could be you have money. It could be you have a good job. You have stability. Attraction will happen no matter what you look like or no matter what you have, if you have what the other person wants. Does that kind of make sense? So, okay, let's say I'm really, really bored, and I'm in the middle of a Disneyland line, and somebody starts striking up a conversation with me, okay? I may not be sexually attracted to them, but I'm going to want to be engaged because I'm bored, and they're going to talk to me for 20, 30 minutes, you see? And once you start to engage, then you're able to build a relationship. All right? So, how do you figure out what makes somebody else tick? Well, that's kind of tricky. Sometimes it's just really easily, it's just out there. You know, because the person that is accosting you will sometimes give signs. You know, I mean, if somebody's looking for money, they'll, you know, if somebody's kind of looking for, you know, your looks or whatever, you know, it's kind of easy to see if there's certain superficial things. But sometimes it's some deeper stuff. And if you really like somebody and you want to make it work, you know, you need to find out what it is that they need. Is it that they want security? Is it that they want somebody to laugh at their jokes? Is it that they want to feel desirable? Is it that you make them feel more confident? And so a lot of relationships, you look at two people together and you're like, why are they together? They don't look attracted to each other. I don't see how the sex works. What is it? Well, it's because there's something attractive. There's something that the other person desires about the other person. And, I mean, I'm proof of that. I mean, Corey's been married to me how many years? Okay? I can't cook. Right? I mean, I wear polka dots. I mean, I'm really into the moo-moo thing. There's got to be something. It's because I have something he desires. Maybe it's because I have good mommy qualities. I mean, maybe it's because I have a good sense of humor. Maybe it's because I put up with him. I don't know. So you need to figure out what it is that makes that person tick. Same thing with a job. You know, if a corporation needs to make more money and you have a way to bring more money in, you're going to be more desirable. So what you need to do is you need to start figuring out how to make you more desirable. Now, true, you need to be healthy. All right. You need to, you know, feel like you look good. If you don't have confidence, that person's not going to be attracted to you because now you have the part of the turning off. There's a lot of things that turn people off, okay? I can give a whole lecture on that. I am so good at turning people off. There's like so many things I could do or say, you know, or burp or whatever. I could turn people off just like that. So I'm an expert. I'm going to write a book on that. But make sure that if you are going to start trying to engage that person, make sure you have your confidence up. You don't want to be overconfident. You don't want to be cocky. You don't want to be narcissistic, although that might, you know, really tick for some people. But you want to be able to look like that if they do pick up on a quality that you could offer, it's a stable quality. You see what I mean? So it's like I would never, when I dated Corey, over makeup because I knew he was going to see me without my makeup. So I'm like, look, I don't want him to fall in love with lashes. You know, let him see, you know, right, you know, okay? All right, this is how I look, okay? I didn't wear Spanx at all when we dated because I'm like, okay, he's going to know, all right? You know, same thing. You know, don't act rich when you're not because, again, you want stability with that. But any one of us has the potential to attract somebody. We might not attract the person we like, but you are attractive. There's so many different qualities and there's so many things. You just got to figure out what the other person wants. Does that make sense? Okay. Now, I know you guys are saying, well, we want a better radio show. Okay, sorry. I don't feel like attracting anybody today. Okay, I kind of feel inflammatory with my white blood cell dress. So, sorry. But we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Well, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So you guys know that I live in the southwest part of the United States. And I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, one of the coolest cities ever. Coolest cities. But I've traveled a lot, so many cities out there are cool. So I, you know, wherever you're from, I can party in any of them. I mean, it's just, I think our country, as well as, I mean, tons of countries I've just been to, are flipping phenomenal. But Las Vegas kind of is a little bit of a precarious state because we're next to California. And I'm not talking politically. Yeah, I know. But we're in a little bit of a precarious state because if California gets the quote-unquote big one, I don't think we in Vegas are prepared. I don't think our buildings are earthquake-proof. I don't think, a lot of us, are prepared. Because in California, when you live in California, you're used to earthquakes. I mean, my mom said I was like maybe a year old when a big earthquake hit, and, you know, she tried to cover, rather than pull me out of the crib and take me somewhere, she was, like, leaning over my crib to protect me. You know, I love my mommy. I thought my mom hated me my whole life. And then I hear these stories where she actually loved me. Hey, my mommy loved me. So in California, I mean, you're used to it. In Vegas, we're thinking about having nuclear dumps and nuclear reserves, and I don't know what the hell we're doing. And I'm like, look, okay, we live on fault lines. I mean, when I lived in Reno and I went to medical school there, you know, I felt earthquakes. There was cracks in my apartment. So I think people underestimate the sort of damage that can happen. Well, now we're being told that we might have actually had a casualty in Nevada, in southern Nevada, from this last earthquake. Apparently, a 56-year-old man was found dead, pinned underneath a vehicle the other day, and earth officials think it was the earthquake. The man was last seen at a gas station July 3rd, and they think he was likely killed while working on his car the following day, July 4th. Now, remember, July 4th was when we had the first earthquake that hit in California that we felt in Nevada, and then 2 days later, on the 6th, there was that 7.1 Ridgecrest earthquake. So they think he was working on his car in Nye County. Nye County is north of Clark County. Las Vegas is in Clark County. That's according to Sheriff Sergeant Adam Tippetts. He said the death may be the result of a vehicle falling off the jacks on July 4th during the earthquake. Now, as you know, there was a 6.4 magnitude quake that rattled South Carolina on that day, then 7.1 a couple days later. Now, the man was not immediately identified because they want to, you know, notify kin. But if the cause is confirmed, the death would be the first reported in the earthquakes that struck near Ridgecrest, California, which is, this is tragic and heartbreaking, but a 7.1 earthquake, I believe, is stronger than what happened with Northridge. I think Northridge earthquake was 6.8, correct me if I'm wrong, the one of the 90s that killed people. So, I mean, if we got through without any casualties, I mean, we were like, whoa. You know, one, again, is one too many, but a 7.1 earthquake, I mean, could have caused some major, major casualties. Now, people ask, well, how are they going to tell what the cause of death was? A couple that you can, we've talked about bodies decomposing. I probably need to go over that. There are stages at which bodies decompose. And so you could almost to the hour figure out when somebody died. And forensics is one of the most fascinating, I think, fields of medicine. Not my cup of tea, but it's fascinating. And so they're able to figure out, and criminology, they're able to, you know, figure out a lot of times when. So they might be able to figure out roughly the time of death. So they appear that the vehicle was jacked up safely. And based on tools and the position of the body, it is thought he was working on the vehicle when it fell, based on the position. Yes, somebody could have had a heart attack. So they might, in an autopsy, see, you know, well, maybe he had a heart attack, but the vehicle was found on top of him. Then the question is, well, did that happen during the day of the earthquake or another day? So they say the 6.4 magnitude earthquake was the strongest hit in Southern California in 2 decades. Officials have said that no deaths and no major injuries were reported in either of the two earthquakes on the California side. Now, this happened in Pahrump. For those of you guys that don't know Pahrump, Pahrump was about 105 miles northeast of Ridgecrest, where the election happened. Not the election, I'm sorry. The earthquake happened. Honestly, some of these elections are almost like, are almost like natural disasters. Can I just say that? But Pahrump is, I believe, northwest of Vegas. And it is, it's a phenomenal, or maybe it's a little southwest. I don't know. I feel like I go north when I go to Pahrump. It's really cool. Love that town. It's close by to Vegas, but still not close enough, unfortunately. Wish it was closer because people in Pahrump are really, really cool. Now, I was on News 3. In Las Vegas, talking about phantom quakes. Now, have you guys heard about this? Apparently, there's a lot of people out here in the Southwest asking each other, did you feel that? Did you feel that? And you're like, what the hell are you talking about? They go, there's an earthquake. There's another earthquake. And everybody's kind of looking at each other going, what? Crazy, say what? Well, what's happening is people are feeling phantom quakes. And so News 3, Las Vegas, did a great piece on this, and definitely go to their website to check this out, and I put it on my Facebook, where they tried to explain what this was, and so I helped them out. And basically, phantom quakes are what people have reported after they've experienced an earthquake. We've seen this with the Italy earthquake. We've seen this with Fukushima. We saw this with Northridge. So when an earthquake happens, and somebody's nearby the earthquake, right, and sustain the shaking, there's a certain sort of trauma, whether it's a psychological trauma like post-traumatic stress disorder, or whether it's a biological trauma or a sensorimotor cortex equilibrium trauma that they sustain. They sustain some sort of trauma. And by trauma, I'm using that term loosely, as some large altering event that takes you from the norm. So what they think a few things happen is, you know how when you go down the stairs and you miss a step, you're like, whoa, but you keep your balance. Actually, when you walk or sit, you keep your balance. Why do you keep your balance? Why aren't you falling over? Well, because your body has such an intricate, fascinating system to keep you balanced. When an earthquake happens and you weren't expecting it, and you're not on a roller coaster, or you're not, you know, your mind, you know, when you get on a roller coaster, you're like, all right, I am going to be shucking up. When an earthquake happens, you aren't ready for it. So sometimes your body is trying to kind of fill in the gaps and try to explain it, and sometimes it kind of resets itself. That will, I believe, take place usually a few minutes after. Now, sometimes it could be aftershocks and you really are being shooken. But how do you explain somebody for days after an earthquake feeling like the earth is shaking or the ground is moving? Well, that then comes to the hair cells. So we have these little things, and I'm going to try not to get too technical, but there are these things called otoliths, all right? And these little otoliths, you have semicircular canals. So semicircular canals in the inner ear. And in the inner ear, you have little hair cells, little cilia, that give sensory data and information and intelligence to the brain. And so your ears are a very, very important part of your whole equilibrium. They're not the full source of maintaining your equilibrium, but they're a good part, which is why if you have an inner ear infection or whatever, you could feel off. So you have these little calcium carbonate particles, these little otoliths, otoconia, that might be displaced when you're shooken up. This happens a lot with earthquakes and roller coasters and things like that. You know how when you're in bed, sometimes you can turn your head and then all of a sudden you feel dizzy? It could be these little otoliths. So what happens is they're in these little labyrinths and they trigger in the semicircular canal the hair cells to send sensory information to the brain. If these otoliths were disrupted during the earthquake, they're going to still cause they're going to cause this disruption in equilibrium. And it may take days, even weeks, for them to resettle. So what I tell everybody is, if you still feel shaky or you still feel disoriented, make sure you see your doctor, because it might not be phantom quakes. It might be that the quake has kind of exacerbated a condition that you might have had. Maybe you were prone to vertigo. Or maybe you do need some treatment, like some Mosaicist treatment or Meclizine or something, to kind of help regain some of your equilibrium and you know, prevent some of the more abnormal sensory information your brain is getting. But they are real. Phantom quakes are real. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is revamping the nation's organ transplant and kidney dialysis systems. Speaking in Washington, D.C. today, the president says he will be issuing an executive order to bring new hopes to millions of Americans who have kidney disease.
In 2017, kidney disease was the ninth leading cause of death in the United States.
It's estimated that up to 30 million Americans have chronic kidney disease. Texas Governor Greg Abbott wants people to get ready with a potential tropical storm in the Gulf of Mexico.
Begin preparing your property. Begin preparing your supplies. Begin preparing your lines of communication to your family members. Begin preparing to know exactly where it is that you will be going to in the event that you have to evacuate.
Abbott says the storm could evolve into a hurricane, but noted it's impossible to tell where the storm would go or its strength. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to give expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so clean.
All right. We have back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm sure you guys heard this story, and this just, oh my gosh, this makes my episiotomy scar burn. A mother of a son with Down syndrome, we are being told, is suing her hospital because they didn't test for the condition and she would have aborted the baby if she knew. I know. I thought it was fake. I was like, oh, what kind of a mother would do that? But anyway, this is being alleged. This is alleged. Editha Mordell, 33 years old, of Reading, this is, I believe, in Great Britain, wants $250,000 in compensation for the cost of raising her son, Alexander, who was diagnosed with Down syndrome. And this case is termed wrongful birth. This is according to the Mirror and Fox News. According to Mordell's lawyer, Ms. Mordell would have been offered an abortion And she and her partner, Alexander's father, Lucas Ciacira, agreed that they would have terminated the pregnancy. Can you imagine if this poor boy reads the news, you know, when he's able to read later? Mordell is originally from Poland, and she was given the all clear at 12 weeks into the pregnancy, believing that the test had been carried out. See, we run the test 14 to 16 weeks. We run it a little later. But she goes, I was reassured so many times everything was all right and that the pregnancy was fine. But lawyers for the NHS showed that the sonographer recorded Down's screening declined in the medical notes. And when she gave birth via C-section at the Royal Berkshire Hospital in January 2015, her medical notes recorded Mordell was very upset and angry when Alexander, the boy, was diagnosed with Down syndrome. Now, lawyer Michael DeNavarro, QC for the NHS Hospital Trust, explained that it was relatively common for expectant mothers to decline screening when they learned the test carried a 2% miscarriage risk. Mordell insisted she always wanted the screening. So now it's a he said, she said. Did she refuse the screening? The sonographer said she did. She's saying that was a mistake. NHS guidelines classify asking about the screening at a later appointment once declined as harassment. See, somebody could say, they kept asking me twice. I said no the first time, that's harassment. You see how, you know, sometimes with progress, we actually put ourselves back decades? This is a cluster. The Daily Mail reports that the parents have been issued millions in other wrongful birth cases. Oh, that parents in general have been issued millions in other wrongful birth cases, while Mordell's case is still ongoing. Okay, I just don't even know what to say with this one. Okay. Some people will be listening to this going, a mom has a right to decide to terminate a pregnancy if she thinks the baby is going to be ill or sick or something like that. Well, let me kind of educate you guys on Down syndrome. Have you ever known anybody with Down syndrome? They're the most lovable, intelligent people I know. They're human beings. And I get a little nervous about these wrongful births being defined like that, as if a Down syndrome child is not a human being. What is Down syndrome? So basically, what ends up happening with the child with Down syndrome is, I believe they get an extra chromosome. Now, as you know, chromosomes are these like little packages of genes that we get. Okay, a baby has 46 chromosomes. They're supposed to get 23 from mom and 23 from dad, right? Babies with Down syndrome may have an extra copy of one of the chromosomes. It's usually chromosome 21. And so we call this trisomy, when you have an extra copy of a chromosome. So the reason why is you have moms, dads, and then the extra. Down syndrome is also referred to trisomy 21. So 21, okay? How I tell medical students to remember this is, you know, because they're like, oh my God, how do I remember which chromosome, 16, 11, 21? I go, you know, man, we're 21, we're going to drink and get down. Okay, I see Down syndrome 21. Okay, that's how I remember it, okay? Now, I know that's like a 1970s term, but what would you do? How would you put down and 20? Oh, you down a beer when you're 21. You could do that. Okay. All right. So anyway, that's how we remember it. So the extra copy of this chromosome might change the way the body develops, the brain develops, all right? And most people have that with Down syndrome have a really good IQ. Sometimes, though, it could be in a lower range. Some children with Down syndrome might have a hesitancy to speak, might have some challenges when it comes to being athletic and a lot of things that other children that don't have the trisomy can do. But there's also certain facial features. They have a flattened face across the bridge of the nose, some may. This is being reported by the CDC. They may have these almond-shaped eyes that might appear to kind of slant up, so they appear to have a slant to their eyes. Their neck may be shorter. Their ears may be smaller. The tongue may stick out of the mouth based on the facial shape. They may have little white spots on the iris. Their hands and feet may be smaller. One way I could diagnose somebody with Down syndrome is they have this palmar crease where there is one single line across the palm of their hand. If you guys look at your palms, when your palm is red, you have these different creases, but they don't usually go the whole way across. In Down syndrome, they will. They might have issues with their joints and muscle tone. They might be shorter in height, smaller pinky fingers. So Down syndrome is rare, but it is the most common chromosomal condition. They say 6,000 babies are born every year, according to the CDC, with Down syndrome. So it happens one out of every 700 babies. Now, why does this happen? Well, we don't know. We don't exactly know. They think maybe it's mom's age. If you are of advanced maternal age, like over 35, they may be more likely to have this, all right, than women who give birth when they're younger. But what's very interesting is the majority of babies born with Down syndrome are to women younger than 35. So there's a screen that we do when you're pregnant to see if you have, if there are possible risks for this. Now, I remember telling my doctor, don't even run the test because I'm having the baby anyway. And she respected me for that, but she said, look, I still need to run the test because I need to then be prepared from a neonatal standpoint and from a delivery standpoint that you're going to have a baby, you know, that may need some extra help. So I'm like, okay, go ahead and run the test. But I'm like, I'm going to have the baby anyway. I mean, that was of my thinking. I can't expect my thinking to be the way somebody else thinks. I can't judge this mom. All right, we're not supposed to judge others. But how do we protect those that have a fairly common condition? And mind you, kids with Down syndrome used to not live past 25. Now these children can live well into their adulthood. And so, you know, I get very, very frustrated that we talk about the fetus as a non-living entity, because everybody I know who I've loved and interacted with and taken care of as patients ended up being a fetus at some point in their life. And if you've ever worked with Down syndrome children, I mean, you love them to death. And to think that somebody would, you know, not want their child, mind you, I get having a child that has a challenge or a disability is very, very challenging. I get that. We have a family member who has 4 children with autism, different spectrums of it. It is very difficult. You know, and again, I mean, you know, we can't judge others. We're not on this earth to judge others. But then, you know, let somebody else who wants a baby and wants to love a child, then, you know, give this child a chance to live. It's, you know, and then is it really the hospital's fault? But this is the first time I've heard hospitals sued because mom and dad wanted to abort the baby. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Making headlines is this story where, for the first time in the United States, a mother became pregnant and was able to give birth to a healthy baby after she received a uterus transplant from a deceased donor. Meaning, if she was able to use somebody else's uterus to be able to become pregnant and give birth, the Cleveland Clinic oversaw the transplant, the pregnancy, and the June birth as part of an ongoing clinical trial. And both the baby girl and the mom are, quote, doing great. According to Uma Purney, MD from Cleveland Clinic Maternal Fetal Medicine, we couldn't have asked for a better outcome. It's important to remember this is still research. The field of uterus transplantation is rapidly evolving, and it's exciting to see what the options may be for women in the future. Now, she's not identified. They've kept her anonymous here. But she's in her mid-30s, and she received the donated uterus back in 2017. Then she was able to become pregnant a year later through in vitro fertilization. She's one of five who have received uterus transplants completed by the Cleveland Clinic research team. Three have been successful. The other two transplants did unfortunately result in hysterectomies. We're not saying the pregnancies were successful and those others, just transplant was successful. So a successful transplant means you don't reject it after a period of time. Now, babies born to women who have received a donated uterus have occurred in the U.S. before, but it never involved a deceased donor. A research team in Brazil announced their country's first successful live birth following a uterine transplant from a deceased donor. That was in 2018. And so, you see pictures of the baby. The baby's gorgeous. C-section babies are always more gorgeous than vaginally delivered babies. Vaginal delivery, the head starts to misshape a little bit, and sometimes these kids are bruised. And, I mean, you know, going out the vagina is a real, real rough ride. But C-section, usually their heads are perfectly shaped, you know, because they didn't have to squeeze and push and, you know, yeah, deform to get out. And so, you know, I don't really have a lot of my kids' baby pictures. I love my boys, but they were very funny-looking babies. I mean, me too. You know, it just, that's just what happens, you know. But, you know, whenever you see, because, you know, moms freak out. They go, my baby doesn't look like hers. I go, well, did she have a C-section? Yeah, she did. Well, that's why. C-section babies will always look better initially. And then the kids always, you know, it's funny. Some of the cutest baby pictures I've noticed, the kids aren't as attractive as the ugly babies. Have you guys ever seen that? It blows my mind. It's just like that phenomenon of somebody could sound really, really cute on the phone. Really cute. And then you meet them and they're like, not that good looking. But then somebody like me that has the most god-awful voice, well, no, because, I mean, look at me. I don't know. Sometimes the voice doesn't match the face. I can't explain it. So the team is now looking to expand the trial to a total of 10 women between the ages of 10, 12, and 39 years old. So some of you may be asking, why didn't she have a uterus? We don't know exactly what her case was, but maybe she had cervical cancer. Maybe she had uterine cancer. So they had to remove it. And so for us to be able to use a donated organ, because we're still not where we can make the organs, you know, that's tricky. Being able to make organs from scratch is still going to be probably years away. But I see the potential there because we take a stem cell and you could coax that stem cell to grow into whatever you want it to be. It's fascinating technology and medicine to be able to make, a uterus from scratch. We're not there yet, but we do have the potential. We just got to figure out how to do it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a mom from New York went to the Dominican Republic for plastic surgery and died. The New York family said they pleaded with 33-year-old Alexandra Medina to cancel her tummy tuck and liposuction surgery. And she had scheduled it in a clinic with the Dominican Republic. Now, we don't think this has to do with the other deaths in the Dominican Republic. We just think this was like a botched surgery. But they said Miss Medina wouldn't listen. She's of New Rochelle. And she went in for surgery at Dr. Urena Arias' clinic in Santo Domingo on July 4th. This is according to her family's Facebook page. But they said, unfortunately, she didn't survive. Her mom, Kiani Toro, said, I urge you not to do anything like this. God gave you a body for a reason, and keep it that way. You're beautiful the way you are. Moms will always say that. That's the problem. Nobody listens to their mother. You know, I didn't listen to my, you know, family. My mom, I still don't. She'll tell me something, and then later I'm like, oh, gosh, she was right. And then do I tell my mom she was right? Oh, hell no. Because if I tell her she's right, then that empowers her to bug me even more. So I don't tell her. But the boys, you know, I'm like, guys, I know what I'm talking about. I mean, I went to medical school. I know what I'm talking about. You need to do this. No, Mom, I need to intermittent fast, and I need to do it this way and this way and this way. And I'm like, okay, you know what? It's fine. You don't listen to your mama? You don't listen to your mama. Well, you don't know what you're talking about. Oh, really? Oh, really? You didn't just say that. Oh, no, you didn't. I'm like, oh, hell no, you didn't just say that. And then I yell at them, and then I just can't get through to them. So the doctor has been identified by Medina's grieving family as Felix Almanzar. And according to ElNuevoDiario.com, the Ministry of Public Health said he is not licensed to practice as a surgeon. Whoa. So she has a 14-year-old son, and this now marks the third plastic surgery-related death to strike the country in recent weeks. Two other deaths involved a father from New York and a teacher from Alabama. So plastic surgery is a huge industry, and it's too damn expensive in America. It's ridiculously expensive in America. And so can you blame people from wanting to go out of the country to get the surgery done? Now, we unfortunately are at fault for people exiting the country to get these done, because we talk about how Americans inflate the price and how you could get something in Mexico or the Caribbean or South America or Central America for relatively cheap, and it's the exact same procedure. Well, that's where we're wrong. Okay? It's not always the exact same drug that you're getting in Mexico or the exact same procedure that you're getting, you know, in the Dominican Republic. And now with the internet age and us being able to, you know, put something on the web and attract people from other countries, it's very easy for somebody going, look, you know, I really want to have a tummy tuck, I really want lipo, and I can't afford the $10,000-$20,000 that it costs in America. And they're able to say, just give us $5,000 cash and we'll do it. Look at our facility, everything looks sterile, I'm a doctor, and you believe it, and you buy it, you know? They're in their scrubs, or they're in a white coat, and they smile, and they look like an American doctor, and you're like, you know what, I'm sold. And we keep perpetuating this myth that what we do in America is exactly what they do in other countries, but for twice or three times the price. That's not always the case. And so maybe you can get surgery done, you know, below the border, and it's from a board-certified, you know, surgeon. And maybe the medication is the exact same ingredients as something we get here. But the problem is there's room for fraud. And so you think you're buying Zithromax, or you think you're buying Xanax over the counter, or you think you're buying fentanyl, and it's laced with heroin. Or it's not the medication's not regulated. And so it kills me to see somebody duped. And remember, there are people out there that want to make a quick buck. They don't plan on doing it for long. They're like, I'll do it for a month or two, and then I'll get the hell out before anybody can find me. And unfortunately, if they do it wrong, in something like plastic surgery, a lot can go wrong. Someone dies. 1-877-DR-SALLY. Don't go away.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.